Hallelujah.
Shall we bow our heads in prayer? Father, Lord, we thank you for the rains. We don't deserve rainfall. For the sins that caused Elijah to shut the heavens have even been exceeded in the world today. But it is by your amazing grace that you keep pouring down rain. We are grateful to you.
Amen.
As tonight, some of your children have defied the rain and have gathered. Feed our souls, forgive us of our trespasses and of our iniquities, and speak to our hearts. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
Welcome
you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Considering
all the happenings in this world, it is an indication that believers must draw nigh to our Lord.
He's gone. 26-year-old girl. So what are we now on? Get yourself ready. What?
Amen.
He said, "Enim Ebra, Ebe Freo, and I Ebe Fremen." So it will be answered soon. Amen.
Amen.
All right. turn in your Bibles to the book of Mark. We are reading from verse 17, the book of Mark, or the Gospel of Mark. We are reading from verse 17. And if you have a Bible, open to Mark 17. Mark 10 and verse 17. And when Jesus was gone forth into the way, there came one running, kneeled to him, and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?"
Na ofri edi ekɔ kwan ɛso no obi tutu mrika ɛbɛkoto na nim bisa no sɛ kyerɛ kyerɛ fo pa ɛde na menyɛ na menya daa ɛnkwa.
Amen.
Amen.
The most important need of every mortal is eternal life.
Ade kora ehia ɔtiasefo bia ɛyɛ daa ɛnkwa.
Why?
I didn't hear.
Because whether we like it or not, we are bound to die someday.
If we say poor, say I'm poor,
after mortal life lies eternal eternity.
It is a way you done it to hold the dank and it anymore.
So we need, I keep emphasizing that we need that eternal life now to guarantee that we shall spend eternity with the eternal God.
And Timmy can say, "Dank way and yet you never be a prempe and ya it yes in here, send a baya." Dane to a bemo say, "Ye will only ye be bow rat only away, ye may about could be down quite ye need dear or no, or yet and quora down quora no."
Amen.
Amen.
So this guy came, fell down. What may I do to inherit eternal life?
The branch ever will be said, "Dear no, ye, when you're down quite."
Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God."
Na Yesu ese no se adan na wo fura me papa obi a nya papa ji oba ko one oyankopon.
Jews are commanded not to bow down and worship anybody, but this guy ran, knelt down and worshiped Jesus. He had a revelation of who he was.
Thou
knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Wow.
Amen. Now, yes, it was so. I can say, what name am I answering? Inia wu. And say, what the a mokro no. Ini adansi kurumu. And si si. The wedja. And the wunani. No, say, no, say. Chachira fo ye no mi na me firi mo frase na me di so.
Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing, just one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatever you have or thou hast, give to the poor, thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me.
Na Yesu hwe ni din na odo no. No say no say. Aka wade ba ko. Kona ko ton de owo nyina na fa ma ehiafo. Na obenya ejapade osoro. Na bra be di mechi. And he said fa wasenu ya ne be di mechi.
And he was sad at the saying, or at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?
If we say, na owo ahunyade bebere na Yesu ehwe no hu hia ye ese ne suafo no se samwan hunu di na ye din a ye ema wona wo ahunyade so wo bekọ yankopon ahini.
And the disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answereth again and saith unto them, children, I think say na Peter no bi mo kra che Yesu pani. And so hunam from our from children. That in itself is something. Children, how hard it is. How hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Again, they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and have followed thee. Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that have left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time. Houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. Many that are first shall be last, and the last first. You may take your seats as we continue the reading.
Free mu adionu na ekono Na nsem no ye esuafo ro ahodwiri. A Yesu bua ese won bi o se. Ma sema hunu dina eye. Ma wona wode won hoto ahonyade yeso o se wo bekọ Yakobon ahenie mu. Emre se yoma be fa pane ni wamu ese ne se odefo ebekọ Yakobon ahenie mu. Na ye won ahodwiri ebro so. Na wose se won ho se enye na hwan na obetumi age no nkwa Yesu ehwe no ehwe won eka se inipa fem ene ntumi nya ho na enye onyankopon fem efi se onyankopon fem die enye o ma nyina betumi aye ho na petro efi ti ase ese no se hwe ye je And you may ho abedi wachi. Na Yesu kan se. No kura mesumu. Se obie ni wa waja efie. Ana enuya ma enuya mema nom. Ana enuya ma nom. Ana ena. Ana eja. Ana ema. Ana asase. Me ene asempa nunti. Na onya efie. Ene enuya mema nom. Ene enuya ma nom. Ane enanom ane emma ane insase emo ho ha otaka ho sesei wo ebereyi mu ane da enkwa ewiase a eba no mu na edikanfo pi beka ekire na echikafo abedi ekan amen
amen odifo William Branham epichi Sermon or two in leadership. One of the last sermons he ever preached before he passed on.
Eddie for William Branham. In Christ and Bakuan, Kayanche, Naradifa, no Koyano, and a candy.
And he said he was going to title it what we just read, Leadership.
Nana.
And then he's picking the subject as Come. Follow me. Amen.
Tina a seminal etrino ever ye a kind ye so be a ye kindy odi cool be kind. Ti kind ye nimun no becase bra anamumra namumedimachi.
Amen.
Amen.
What we have just read was a very interesting episode in the life of an individual.
Yeah, ya can kay a dear yahum kasem a wall.
This young man, from his own testimony, was raised up from youth. Amen.
Amen.
Strictly guided by the Ten Commandments.
Sir Abrantie, Osha, if we know more phrase, any man entity, yeah. Share in the kitchen, ma. Mransem dunodia, diso edibobra.
So when he heard of the Lord Jesus Christ, despite all his riches and everything, he knew that he did not have eternal life.
Can you imagine
this young man running at top speed and people's eyes following him? Where is he going? What's wrong?
Wow, the penny beaver say, I brant you dimly catente, no co, nothing pa, or more penny boots. I say, ah, now he no dimly equi or co him.
Then they saw that the Lord Jesus was passing by and he was approaching him. There had been a law that if anybody went to be with Jesus, you will be excommunicated from the Jewish religion.
Now, my same runs out to us, eh? Jude ni bia oba ko die radi Jesus Christ chi ni die on be you afri you abusi ko hodum kra.
Despite all that daytime not Nicodemus daytime he was running.
Yes,
towards Jesus.
Ningina che no wanya se Nicodemus die bi ono die awia kete ni penyina ni so no dimre ka di esan radi Jesus.
And then he knelt down and worshiped the Lord Jesus.
Oko bon mu ase bunkotwe esore radi Jesus.
Which is again contrary to the Ten Commandments. If Jesus is any less than God, then it was contrary to the Ten Commandments.
Thou
shalt not bow down worship anybody except Jehovah God.
Senia semeka se. Embo mu ase ensum enkotun sore ahoni ne bia je Radi Yesu Kristo nyankopon no nkoto entinka de oyey de say Yesu Kristo onye radi de ananka abranti ya tumra.
Then he said, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
Nafi o say owura pa e de na menye na menya da enkwa.
Then the Lord Jesus said, you know that there's no man that is good apart from God. So it means you either you admit I'm God or of the devil. Jesus turned around and said, you know the Ten Commandments. Obey all of them. Mention some of them.
Now, if Jesus Christ down on or say, when even ran seven to know,
so I've obeyed them from my youth.
Now, if okay, say, oh, be free, more frasio.
And Jesus looked at him and really loved him. Then he said, it's only one thing. Just one thing. Not many things. One thing. Go and sell all what you have. Give to the poor. Come, take your cross. Follow me.
So that your
treasure will be in heaven.
Now
from this, Brother Branham pulls this message of leadership, come follow me. The first thing we want to learn about eternal life is that eternal life is a person. Turn with me your Bibles to 1 John chapter 5. I remember I was preaching this during Sister Bernice's funeral. Not same sermon, but I gave the quotation and the brother misread it, so it threw me off balance. I said 1 John and the person went and read the Gospel of John. You have to study the Bible very well. There's the 1st, 2nd and 3rd John and there's the Gospel of John. Two differences. There's a difference. So learn that.
Yes, you are training the ancient Yaman Sun Ye. Yeah, we are Sam. And yeah, well, you had no manner. Yeah, no more decaying. They toss me in enemy and such war.
So 1 John chapter 5. Take time to read through the entire chapter. It says that God has sent his son. He that believeth on the son of God have the witness in himself. He that believeth not God have made him a liar because he believeth not the record that God gave of his son. That's verse 10. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his son. So the Lord Jesus Christ is eternal life.
The Lord Jesus Christ no ono ene da enkwa no. Yohane asempa ngoma na edidi kan no etie ye num yimu edu no. Yo de nyankopon ba no edie no ewo adanse ye ono ani mu. Ye onyi nyankopon enie no ama no adane otrofo. If we say, "Wanye adansia onyankopon edina ne ba hono ho eni."
Verse 19 says, "And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness." How true that is! If it was true in the days of the apostles, it's worse today.
Amen.
The whole world lieth in wickedness. People have become very wicked. Have you noticed that?
Amen.
People have become very, very wicked.
Ah, imo dun kuno ase ye nim se ye firi nyankopon na wi ase nyina da obonefo no emu.
Wi ase nyina wa he
da obonefo no emu.
And we know that the Son of God is come and have given us an understanding that we may know him, that is true. And we are in him. That is true. Even in his son Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life.
Amen. Na yenim se nyankopon ba no aba No, abema yen adwenea yedi hunu onokwafo no. Na yewo onokwafo no mu ne ba Yesu Kristo ne mu. Oyi ene nokre Nyankopon ene da enkwa no.
So the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the true God and also what? Eternal life. Hallelujah.
Amen. Inti yaradi. Yes, Christo. No, ono ni Nyankopon, no, ono ni Nyankopon kain no, no, ene da enkwa.
So this guy came to the right source. When he fell at his feet and wanted to receive or inherit eternal life, he came to the right place.
Inti.
Amen.
Amen. Abranti ye, biya sefata. Be a papa no buy a baby, I don't know. A dana kuma so, you know, Nesabekana, a while so no buy.
In this messy leadership, the prophet of God tells us how children are born and their mothers are the first to give them leadership. They hold their hand when they are trying to walk. It's the mother that starts them on the road.
Tisa, in Kansas, yeah, I can hear you know. Defo HRS say, Sempony, you walk about fra et to wa, dao kitikitino. Omo candy for a dick kind pan, any omo na. Ono no better tino, I feel better than a set or shas yam poson and tia, cream of buffers were to twinna about Franny Mammy in a bit in
the
kind.
The future or the prosperity of children begin more with their mothers.
Omo from
the father comes in later.
Omo dachi, omo ye de, omo kanko yina no, na shasian if long mammy.
If I have a very godly mother, God, by His grace, uses that mother to start you on the right road. Even in the womb, they lay their hands on the babies in the womb and pray over them before they are born.
So, Mamma, when Pai Bofwa, Nanny, I am Wakasian, Shrekasia Mount, if it's a da or in Pai Bof and a Jijawa, and Po say a funumono or an insato, a funoso, nor a bompire, a gooso.
And don't be lazy. Do that. And if you're an elderly mother, teach your children to do that. To pray over babies in the womb.
Menya kwadro, menya kwadjo fuo. Na a man paying for so yen chire chire, yama manum, sir. Uba bompaya ama uba or shell wea funumono. Na
put gospel music on. Put the prophet's message on. A baby in the womb will be listening to it. You might think they don't hear, they hear.
To a fire funono. Bridana and Kutian Mumu, Nemumuno, Yanko Pomu, and Yumpa, and you deep for in Eno, and a bo, a bear was up of Rana Shay of Fulman to Ontario. And so,
if this child, this boy, is saying that from my youth, I knew the Ten Commandments, who taught him? The mother.
This is a branch, you can say, if you remember Francis, and a man who's Amran semi do a mediswa, then you're wine and a chair.
Now, this, the mother's teachings had made him a very religious boy. He obeyed the Ten Commandments to the full, and still he knew enough to know he did not have eternal life. So religion and eternal life are two different things. Mm. You can have religion and be very religious. That doesn't mean you have eternal life.
Ain't you know? Not just all cast a wet deep man, say me do is with ye. Nanya, a yanina, and I didn't fast anti munina, Emma, o ninia, or by or some former pa. Nansua, or your son for dear, and so on, not only down qua. In Tian Shannon, Nan Shannon, so say, or some and a down qua, and so near them.
You can, a hen can lay eggs.
Cocop, bid ye a bit in your toe, Ngosia.
They call those kind of fowls layers. They lay eggs.
Omo dear, a castle, omo young cocoa, omo tumcos, yantino, or betu, cosia ego.
But the only way that those eggs can hatch out chicken is when there's a male fertilization involved. If the hen never met a male, those eggs will look like any other eggs, but they can never hatch out chicken.
Enti akoko no de oya akoko be de ai de e wonu mu se obetu nkosua egu ho. Enti no kosua ne de obetu na emom sunsun ne wonu ne se se ade a akoko ni ne afro sa akoko be de ne de a kosua obetu no e no de okobutu so a.
So those eggs are very religious, but they don't have life because the hen never came in contact with the male counterpart.
Amen. Enting kosuane de owo sa oho a wani so de obeka se kosuane nyina aye kosuya ebisa akoko be de na ato. Nan so sunsun ne owo mu ne se sa akoko be de na akoko ne amforo no na okoto a sa kosuya no obebutu so de na he enya de obetime hwane ama na bon kokoma. So this
boy was like those nice chick eggs in a tray. Very religious on the outside, but he didn't have eternal life. So when he rejected the offer of eternal life and the giver of eternal life, he turned away sadly. The next time we hear of him, let's look at him in Luke chapter
12. Luke
chapter 12, the Bible says from verse 15.
Luke asempa, tidumienu imu dunum.
Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things which he possesses.
Na okachire won se, monhwe.
He spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man, let's say it's that person, his ground, he has rejected eternal life, but his ground brought forth plentifully.
And he
has rejected eternal life and his grounds bore plentifully.
And he
thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits.
Na osusu ni trimu se menye den every se me ni die me de me no baye ebesie.
He said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. There will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. This young man
ta brantie os na ose die me ye ni me dwiri masan na me si akasee na eho e na me de me no baye nyina na me nyo mabegu.
And I will say to my soul, so, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, and drink, and be merry.
Na makama chira mekra se, okra, uwonioma papi ya, udiasie ama mfrinsia pi. Home, didi, nom, na ubo ento uyem.
But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided?
Oftentimes
we don't consider who will even inherit us when we pass on.
So he
that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
So as
the Lord Jesus spoke to the disciples at that time, so repeat I to all of us, including I, the speaker. He said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. Take no thought. Have no anxiety about anything. Life is more than food. The body is more than what you wear or raiment. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn. And God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? You can read on and on and on. He gives several examples. And God is telling us we should stop worrying about this and that and the other. There is only one thing we should worry about: eternal life.
See, young Gopon, who two young folk are saying, say, I'm young and mini, I'm going to Hunu, the end of the day, the end of the best share. The moment I did about who I was here, sorry, I'm going to Hunu, and it die and go.
Seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you, he said.
Amen.
Amen. That boy forgot that it was the Lord Jesus who created the whole universe. So if you say all and follow him, you have all.
Sabranti ni refi no se o nyankopon ono na obo wiase obo ade nyina ti se nyankopon yi se bra be di machi a na ne o ade nyina.
I was reading somewhere in Luke 22, I think 35. One day Jesus asked the disciples, when I sent you two by two and I told you not to take anything, did you lack anything? They said, no, Lord.
Dana Yesu Kristo ebusa na suafo ise Abraham esuma mo benu benu ise mo nkoi no na ma mfa hwe antum no mo koe ne so bibi hu hia mo ana no wi na no se ura debi o.
If my God sends you, he will take care of you.
Amen.
Sure. Sa
minga ngopo nsuma wa se de tie bia ono na be hwe so.
I am a witness.
Me your dance ni wo ho.
When I was a senior superintendent, it came to me to quit my job and be committed to the ministry. We had nothing to look up to. But for several years, we had to walk up and down. I would travel to work for the sake of one person. There was a brother, David Mahama. Just one brother would go to different places across the country. I had nothing. But the grace of God, step by step, has brought us this far.
Amen.
They will gather in the classrooms, they will kick us out and all that. And here we are with our own burden, and people are not even coming to church.
Amen.
Huh? You should know what we have been through before we got here.
I'll say, can you hunu near Kai? They are family and son, everybody do some papers way. It's a bra. I'm a chira dear. My uncle Pong and Kasam who said, Ninja Majuma and Tuo. I mean, fa no yanko pon with Juma. I mean, yeah, no good to no. Then I'm ready yet. And so I'm yes, you see my uncle pon asem. Every so if you be a bray, yen nam yana so, a dear quania ba, she's your classroom, a hona nea, sorry, na, and sooning in a mono yanko pon at Shremesa or no quaffo. Tim Pempen so I babbled ye, and that ye were ya, sorry, there may a bray a cock classroom near Pamoya and near Faha. And so, and they are going to die at your pono, and has some cognabri and a damp and ya.
But I will be fear near two, not this, that, Nemusa. But God is faithful. His promises are yea and amen.
And the boy
says, I encourage anybody, if the Lord is tugging at your heart, respond. Fear not, he will take care of you.
Amen. My country will be as a single pono, bo, akuma punumunquadia.
So this same young man now, God said, tonight your soul will be called out of you. So let's jump over to chapter 16 and see his end. Luke chapter 16 from verse 19. We have heard this at funerals over and over. Let's say it took a prophet to link all these scriptures for us to see that the same young man whose story is going over.
Amen.
Wow. We are in Luke chapter 16 from verse 19. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fed sumptuously every day.
Now the phobia at Nasia. Now Osha at the cocoa, and then you're a pa. Now, or the assetina fair a ginnida.
And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores. We know this story, so I'm not going to spend much time. Let's say Abraham connects the young man to this one in this story that we have just read.
Same ye name, say, oh, and so near Branham. Well, Branty, Dick, I can kind of who are same ye, our Corey's crystal chain. Or the Nebaba, Babirasa, a Brantie, or the Foy, say, or no, and a far or two, son, I'm away.
So he open his eyes in hell.
And
what became of all the goods he had accumulated on earth? He rejected the leadership of eternal life. He rejected the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Brother, sister, don't you dare reject this leadership of the word of God that holds your eternal destiny in this day. Don't let nobody come between your soul and eternal life. Don't let your husband, don't let your wife, don't let your friend, don't let anybody come between you and your Savior, eternal life.
Because
when you get to that place, and the doctors declare there's nothing more we can do for you.
Now, Doctor Fopemuka said, maybe I'd read it. She knew where it's my idea.
You realize that then your mind will go back and you see the opportunities that you rejected. There will come life before you and you know where you are going. That's why you see some people's faces. When they die, look at their faces and you know where they are going.
Doctor,
So we trace this boy meeting the Lord Jesus and he rejecting the offer of the leadership of eternal life. And instead of following eternal life, he rejected, he became very rich, very famous. Everybody mentioned his name. Perhaps he had the greatest funeral of that century. And all kinds of, and the preacher, oh, he's in heaven. Meanwhile, he was in hell.
And the brand say, yeah, Senia, Osinia, no, Ahunya, dear baby, she didn't say, Rapanta, repa, and see, and I guess, oh, Bia, what you didn't, and see, Abaso Bodia, Onya, Pia, near Bo, oh, Mumiokem, and an abbey, near Wahuan, Egg, Genoso, and you're done it to all, who, you know, a fadia, Oberha, a yek, a si on bay, a dickem, a begrancy, hoda, you better can't now fast off, but can't, oh. But if we were way there, and I'm saying he said, oh, it's a bread or was right, him. That's what I'm going to do. I will put some gym.
And oh, big RIP, rest in peace.
Yeah.
I will say, if you did not meet the Prince of Peace, how are you ever going to rest in peace?
That's why I'm going to assume you're here. I'm going to put him poor. I better now than I to when I assume I go.
So that is the end of one who rejected the offer of eternal life. The Holy Ghost. The leadership of eternal life by the Holy Ghost.
Now
let's look at one also who rejected positions, worldly popularity. He rejected all and accepted the leadership of eternal life by the Holy Ghost. Now we read of him in Hebrews 11 from verse
23.
And we are picking on Moses. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment.
Now for at the Kurano, Abosumi and San every say, who say, about Fano, eh, and who a fair.
By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. What is it? He rejected worldly property and worldly positions and accepted the leadership of eternal life.
Amen. Na Gideon ti na Moses nyini ye no one person of friend of Pharaoh baba eba. And he say opo wi ase afafefe de wi ase ahunya de nyina eno ko obren ho ase ema ho nkonkon ekendi ye no.
Choosing rather, hallelujah,
amen,
to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Pleasures of sin. Sin has pleasure in it. Otherwise, why would people be chasing women and women chasing men? There's something in it that is pleasurable. You think people will go to drinking bars and if they are not enjoying, there's nothing in drink or in dirt or whatever they do? When they strip themselves naked before people and others are hailing them and they call them celebrities and they have powerful, very big houses and the latest car, pack of cars, they can't even count them. Bentleys and all kinds of, name them, top class cars, and they brag about their possessions.
Oh yeah, ahunya di o menya nti no omo de kwa kwa omo ho kasa kesiye adanya kesiye ya padi ya kesiye eno eno omo di omo hatu so eno eno omo di awa awa omo eno mo eno omo nyama nikiye.
But don't look at their present condition. Look at their end.
So enshamu prepare nti biayo shamu ewe ye ese ebe uyo omo sen.
Moses had every opportunity to be rich, to be the king of Egypt. And nobody would have known that he wasn't an Egyptian. These are some of the reasons why people think that Jesus was a black man, not a white man. Why was it that the Jews at that time and Egyptians, Africans, looked so much alike? Moses could mingle easily with the Egyptians, and they wouldn't identify him. You get it?
Amen. Intina pina krambo susu se yeradi Jesus Christ umpono na oye obibini yadia ni pedua ina dum tse ye before the ebia. If you say Moses, nanka yese nka wanda ne wedia one Mizrim fwe ni na no oma husombi bia e petin ko bia mpo huse se onye Mizrim ni demu oye Israel ni.
But he chose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It must be a deliberate choice. Choose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Mm. It's only for a season. It's only for a season.
Oh, great. Is Moses oyi se oni nyankopon man ebe huna mane emom chense obetse boni mu de enatia anabretia bim.
Have you considered how people 68 million were burnt at the stake by the Roman Catholic Church?
Okay.
How Christians suffered persecution and why they could face lions and gladiators and everything. What do you think propelled them to go on? They forsook this world. Yes, they were looking for a city whose builder and maker is God.
Amen. Kabedayen na ejidi fuo. Abra yedi bi majatamo ma yomo ni munoswo. Yechichiri biya bodu yomo ame ya shiomo. Tiena ususu se. Ewo omo anay kamwa. Omo timi mo omo hukwain. Se diyamu pebi ya omo nyeyen.
Sometimes when I read those stories, okay, see, I kind of wonder if it were me, would I be able to face that? Last night I read of a missionary, a minister who was arrested in Somalia. They dug a deep pit and buried him alive.
So for be osem bakanebia okọ Somalia na afedi omuku no ani se omutu amanaka se.
They call everybody in the city to come and watch what they have done to him so that nobody will follow Christianity or Jewish religion apart from Muslim religion. And they buried him alive. And you know what? The power of God kept him there. And the angels of God dug up and brought him up, and he's alive today. And all those people in those areas are afraid. But I was wondering, if they came after me, would I have been able to stand?
Mm.
Don't let us think that, oh, if I message, you know, how much sacrifice are you willing to make because of how you value eternal life over everything else?
And afori e ben pan na obetimi afru mu abo enam dan kwanti ah esu mo bo e chen wiase e jepade e bia asere
choosing verse 25 Moses choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. It was a personal decision.
Na ya ankura ankunam ono ahwe mu no yiye. Say, when did you make it? Say, we say, when you uncle Paul, my bill, who no money, mum, a chain, say, or better, bonnie, mood, de, and that's ya be.
Esteeming the reproach of Christ. At that time, the Lord was not even born. By faith, he saw him coming, and he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. In other words, he looked at the reward of following Christ to be superior to all the treasures of Egypt. Is that the way you see it tonight?
Obu Christo ahunhura se ahunya kesiye esini mizrim ahunya die if we say or he aketiano. And they say, oh, say, oh, the Christ like here. I get you a benyano. A crunchy misery, my hunya de bia. And in 17 yaka.
Things of eternal value.
Nema, a word down.
That's why the Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
It's not sure anybody say, Onipa, a benya, we are saying, Padian, you know, should any crown quan. Never saw Ben Pan.
But if you should gain eternal life and you lose the whole world, in actual fact, you have it.
Amen.
Even on earth, God Almighty will ensure that you never lose anything.
Yes, sir. Nemo, Miss Owinga, down, Quadia. Never see be beyond Pono if it was an Everwa. That's what the Yawthos was say. Oh, Adiyanina. Yanko Pompo by her own say. Once I can, Adiyanina.
So we are standing at the crossroads tonight.
She said, yeah, Drew in Cantanizo.
Which way are you choosing, the narrow or broad? You have to make up your mind. Just give up your own way and follow the Lord. Why don't you make up your mind?
Wow, Quino, never did a radiant and cop on a cheek. I don't see why you're a pee.
Choose life.
If you're a young
hey, no matter who does what against you, choose life.
And found one will be only poor baby, be it yaw. Me say, if you're a young one.
Everybody might be praising you if you retaliate or do evil. Choose life.
Maybe, yeah. We are born here. Nipeni na ba bo abaso. Nansu me say, shiung ne yim.
Say say baby, I'm in a dream. Mira 77 years me. Hey, una be di matemo. Una be me deo. Min fi akasa say yes say. Na be nyat time dia be kwe manso.
How my time? How I got
go ahead. You can call me Lucifer. You can do anything you want. I'm more interested in my soul's destiny than me fighting anybody. I don't have time. Please don't let us have time for nonsense. Our homecoming is close. It's nearer than we can ever think. So focus in and zero in on the things eternal. Build your hopes on things eternal.
For when
don't let anybody value more than you are the value of your soul, eternal life. Let's say you make a mistake. And you cherish popularity among people than to stand before people and confess the sin.
Na emumunu hu se eh se dia me wodin na nipa bu me edie me begina ho a me kokka me kopa mo
ka mo bonia you don't value eternal life over anything, popularity with people. What is it? Where will the people take you to?
Down kwa enso mo bo enche se nipa ebo abaso se dia nipa hu wo na nipa ebo abaso e do ba kwesi hene.
Stick your neck out for the kingdom of God.
You will come now.
Let everybody know where your identification is. Be different. Choose to be different. Amen.
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 Do not be ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Stand for righteousness. Choose eternal life. The leadership of eternal life.
And
those that stayed with the leadership of eternal life by way of the Holy Spirit. That saved the Lord. You will not lose, not even on earth. Just read the history of William Branham. Read the history of people that forsook this world and followed eternal life. Not one of them ended up in extreme poverty. God is true. If any situation arises where God is putting his hand into your pocket, allow him to do it. Sacrifice for the kingdom of God. You will lose nothing.
When
we were building the church, and Brahmamu was talking about where we had reached and all that, Sister Victoria Tivo, she's at Kontanase. Sister Victoria Tivo said she had only 100 CDs on her. And she donated it. You know how it opened the door for her? And she went to be a cook at KNUST and go and see the house she has built. Listen, if you have a revelation of eternal life and what God does, nothing else values to you when you have to sacrifice for the kingdom of God.
So, a dear father, I'm going to be here. We are going to be here. We are going to be here. We are going to be here.
I'm sorry. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here. I'm ebi kwan wa enu ntikra na ebi monta manyu me so eno o mo fees e ba beche. It's almost 8 o'clock and I have to stop right here. Me ni adofo, hold to God's unchanging hand, hold to God's unchanging hand. We must build our hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hands. When our journey is completed, if to God we have been true, fair and bright our home in glory, our enraptured soul shall feel. So brothers, hold to God's unchanging. Oh, my sisters, hold to God's unchanging word. We must build our hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hands. covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasures. They will never pass away. My sisters, hold to God's unchanging love. Oh, my brothers, hold to God's unchanging hand. We must build our hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. God has not called us just to be religious. He has called us to inherit eternal life. Make sure that you have eternal life. By your faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is eternal life.
Yes, Christo.
Don't let anything come between your soul and your Savior. You want to pray tonight. Say, Lord, Lord, keep my eyes on the right thing. Keep my heart on heavenly things, eternal things of eternal value. Let me not waste my time lamenting and weeping over perishable things.
Let's
look at how quickly you charge your phone and lament and this and that. But when your heart is so dead, you are not worried about it.
May
God turn things around for us so that we will seek after things of eternal value and be committed unto things of eternal value, that we may invest in things of eternal value. Invest in things of eternal reward. Moses was looking for things of, he had recompense unto the reward. Even though he did not physically enter the promised land, on Mount Transfiguration, Moses appeared with Elijah and the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. He went to his reward. By rejecting pleasures of sin, he inherited the reward of being in Jehovah's presence and hearing his voice and beholding his glory.
Amen.
Shall we bow our heads and talk to the Lord? Lord Jesus, we come before your throne of grace and of mercy. Thank you for leaving such a powerful message behind for us to meditate on them, to consider the end of people that reject the offer, free offer, of the leadership of eternal life, of the blessed Holy Spirit, and how they ended up in hell. But those who turn down worldly proposals and worldly possessions, preferring to suffer for the kingdom of God that they might inherit eternal life. We see their end, eternal bliss, eternal joy. Help us, Lord, to be on the right road, to pursue things of eternal value with full commitment, loving the Lord with all our soul, all our heart, with all our strength, with everything within us, and our neighbors as ourselves. Help us, Lord, in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen.
Amen.